Brr, it's chilly outside. Let's go and sit around the fireplace. Oh, what a good time it is to listen to the next episode of the Stuffies Broadcast.
Hi, I'm Bee Bear.
And I'm Fuzz.
And you're listening to the Stuffies Broadcast, which has more than 250 listens.
Put our hands up to playing our song. You know we're gonna be okay.
Yeah!
It's a party in the Stuffies world.
You heard it right. The Stuffies Broadcast has over 250 listens thanks to you.
Thank you so much. We couldn't have done it without you.
By the way, thank you to everyone who voted in our polls. In the next section, we'll tell you the results.
This month, we have two new polls that are in this podcast description. One which is, what's your favorite flavor of pie? And the other one which is, do you like deep dish pizza or thin crust pizza better? Mm-hmm. Your responses are anonymous.
Okay, enough about the polls for now.
For this episode, we are putting in timestamps so you know when each section starts. We're putting them in the podcast description.
What have you been doing, Vaz?
I've been helping make blankets and decorate lunch bags for Compassion Week.
What is Compassion Week?
It means to show kindness to other people.
You can show kindness by donating to food, like charities and clothes, to people who might not be able to afford it and need it.
How about you, Bee Bear? What have you been doing?
I've been playing a lot of table football.
Nice. You are really great at it.
Thanks.
First, you need to fold the paper into a triangle to make your paper football. We've linked a video of how to do that in the description of this podcast.
Next, here is how to play. Once you get a touchdown, it is worth 6 points. That means that the table football stays on the edge of the table. Second, after a touchdown, you can kick an extra point. You make a goal post by putting your index fingers together and your thumbs pointing up. Oh, sorry, your opponent does that. This is right above the touchdown zone. That is worth 1 point if the ball goes through. If your opponent's thumbs touch and their pointer fingers point upward, that's worth 2 points if you make it through. Third, usually we set a time limit or a certain amount of points. Once you reach your time limit or a certain amount of points, the game is over. Lastly, whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Okay, it's time for the poll debate section.
For one of our polls, one person answered a dancer, and another person answered movie character.
That's me. I was a clone trooper from the movie Star Wars.
The other poll we sent out was apple versus pear, and 100% of people answered pear.
Interesting.
Bee Bear and I are going to debate whether apples or pears are better.
I'm going to be on the side that apples are better.
I'm on the pear side. Okay.
Though secretly, I like pears too. I like pears better. Sorry.
Ooh, okay. I just got more.
Okay,
thank you.
Should I start us off?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I think apples are better because there's more colors of them. See, because like apples come in red, yellow, and green.
Yawn City. Okay, let me give you some more facts. Pears have 6 grams of fiber in them, in a medium one. And a medium apple has 4.4 grams of fiber. Fiber's good for your health. And also, there are 3,000 varieties of pears worldwide.
Oh, that's very interesting because there's 7,500 varieties of apples grown throughout the world.
Okay, how about this? A medium pear has 100 calories.
Oh no, but a medium apple is only 80 calories. This website says that apples have 5 grams of fiber. Wait, what did you say?
Well, my pear has 6.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
But I'm also getting this from the...
Oh, yes.
Food Composition Database, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. See?
No, but you're also state your website.
Foodstruck.com.
Mine is web.extension.illinois.edu. Okay, let's continue.
Hey, where are you getting your facts from, though? The U.S. Department of Agriculture?
No, the University of Illinois.
feel like I have more credit, man.
Okay, anyways, my turn. And also, apples are in pie. It's apple pie, but the only bad thing is that they don't have pear pie. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to make some? I bet it tastes amazing.
Okay, that's probably true.
But also, pear beats apple in everything from calcium, iron, sodium, phosphorus.
It's upside down on the screen.
Zinc, copper, magnesium, and potassium.
Okay, that's pretty cool. But did you know that the apples are grown in all 50 states.
Well, did you know pears used to be called butterfruit because it's soft butter-like texture?
Try to do more like similar. Okay. To the response.
And then pears are part of the rose family. Pear tree wood is often used to construct musical instruments, furniture, and other wooden decor.
Oh, see? It says apples are also a member of the rose family. It's very interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says that apples are in more foods. Like they're in apple oatmeal, apple cereal, apple pastries, and apple tarts.
Well, there's pear pastries too.
Maybe.
There are.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wait, are carbohydrates good for you?
It depends how many you.
Oh, okay, I'll skip that fact.
And there's also apple cider. Oh, they call it pear juice, but there's more. Oh, did you know that apple juice, they use it as the base for a lot of juice? So it'll be like a lot of apple juice, and then they'll put in a little bit of like
puree flavor. No, yeah. But pears taste super good, but they're lower in sugar, saturated fat, most of the times price, and rich in minerals.
Wow, that is very, very good. Very good facts.
Okay.
And it says that on this website, a peck of apples weigh 10.5 pounds.
A peck? How many apples are that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, and did you... Oh, okay, I already said that fact, sorry. And also, every United States pears are picked by hand.
That's
like very not cool. Machine, huh?
By hand. Oh well, we have the average size of a United States orchard is 50 acres. And no, and it says most apples are still picked by hand in the fall.
Most. The majority.
Oh, and there's 52 apples in a peck. Sorry, I'll stop interrupting you. How many are in a pear peck? I'm not sure.
I don't think it's got a peck. Oh. The majority of pears sold in the United States are grown on the West Coast, mainly in Oregon and Washington.
I'm sorry, but... Well, I already said this, but they're in 50 states, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. But there's also... did you know there's a company named after apples? It's called Apple. I'm not sure there's...
Pears are one of the few fruits that have an extensive history, reaching back to 1,000 B.C.
1,000 B.C.? When did apples?
Sorry. Oh! See, this is a bad thing about being named, company being named after Apple. Because now when you say, like, when did Apple start, it shows you that it started in 1976.
Yeah, but at least it'll be more known worldwide. But anyways, and do you know that? Well, okay, technically, legend says that teachers' favorite fruit are apples, not pears.
But you know how they say? And there's also, like, just pears are better for health. Don't you want to live?
Okay, but apples are easier to hold, by the way, and juggle.
Why would you want to juggle with apples?
Because, you know, it's a very entertaining. Anyways, okay, come on. I think we have to calm down. What do you think?
Okay, fine.
I think we can agree that the Japanese apple pear or Asian pear is a good compromise.
Okay.
Good job. Good job on this debate.
Chicken.
Bring, bring!
Okay, teacher Fuzz, what do you have to teach us today?
Well, I'm going to teach you about Native Americans.
Hey, me too.
Oh, wow.
Hey, let's have a combo class.
Okay.
I'll actually start by telling our listeners how it all started. Most people, or most Native Americans, came from present-day Asia and traveled to present-day Alaska. The land, over like a land bridge, but the land bridge does not exist today anymore. Some also traveled like in boats near the coast. Eventually, they spread all the way to present-day South America.
Well, why did they move?
Well, for one, Native Americans traveled with their food to hunt them.
Later, around the 1500s, Europeans came to North and South America. Sadly, they weren't very nice to the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They took their land and hurt the Native Americans. They also brought new diseases by accident, which made a lot of Native Americans die.
Yeah. On a lighter note, what did the Native Americans eat, Buzz?
Well, it depended on where they lived and the resources they had. Some ate berries and acorns, while others had fish and seafood. Others hunted animals like deer.
Did you know that an interesting fact is that the Native Americans used all parts of a deer?
Yes, they were very resourceful.
They used some parts to eat, other parts to make clothes, and others to make weapons. Oh, Fuzz, are there still Native Americans in the U.S. today?
Well, yeah. Some of them live on reservations, and others live in communities all around us.
Bring, bring!
All right, school is dismissed. Dun, 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 dun! It's National French Toast Day! Well, actually, technically, not yet. It's on November 28th.
Uh-huh. French toast is, like, really good. I like toppings, too.
What's your favorite topping?
Maybe strawberries.
Cool. Mine are blueberries or sugar.
Okay, by the way, last year, National French Toast Day landed on the same day as Thanksgiving.
Wow! French toast was named after Joseph French, who invented it in 1724. Ancient Romans would soak bread in milk and eggs and then fry it.
Interesting. In some countries, they eat it with sausages or ketchup.
Cool. Maybe I should try it one day.
Yeah.
Another fun fact is that the word French toast first appeared in the Encyclopedia of American Food and Drink in 1871.
I think French toast is a pretty good food.
I agree.
Now thinking about French toast, that made me hungry.
We just had a snack.
I guess so.
Oh, also, more national days in November include today and tomorrow is Dia de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. It is a Mexican holiday, which where family and friends gather to pray and remember friends and family members who have died.
On November 1st is National Authors Day.
November 10th is National Sesame Street Day.
Ooh, that's a good TV show.
Yep.
On November 11th, right after November 10th, is National Veterans Day.
On November 20th, it's National Payback Your Parents Day, but not like pay them in money. Pay them in good stuff like compliments, deeds, chores, or hugs.
Yeah, and the whole month is actually National Pepper Month, too.
Cool. Make sure to celebrate them.
Okay, now we have our riddle section.
We have two riddles today.
Okay, I'll say the first one. It belongs to you, but your friends use it more. What is it?
One's hard.
Yeah. Should we give them, like, 10 seconds?
Oh. Okay, 3 seconds, right? 3, 2, 1.
The answer is your name.
Oh, yeah,
Because, like,
your friends call you.
But you don't.
You don't really call yourself by your name. So, yeah. Okay.
You say the second
one. I'll say the second one. Kate's mother has 3 children. Snap, Crackle, and... Answer in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is Kate. It's Kate's mother, after all.
Yeah.
Most people might say Pop because the 3 mascots of Rice Krispies is Snap, Crackle, and Pop. But
it's Kate. Like,
it's Kate,
it's kind of tricky.
But, yeah.
Because you think, like, Kate is the mother.
Mm-hmm. Hope you liked it. On November 27th, it is Bruce Lee's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Dun 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 dun.
Happy birthday to you.
Dun 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 dun.
Happy birthday, dear Bruce Lee. Happy birthday to you.
Dun 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 dun. Bruce Lee was a famous actor, director, and martial arts expert. He was known for the technique called Jeet Kune Do. He was born on November 27, 1940 in San Francisco and died on July 20, 1973 in Hong Kong, China. He was born with the name Li Jun Fan, I think. A nurse at the birthing hospital gave him the name Bruce, but his family did not call him that when he was little.
A fun fact is that he was in his first film when he was 3 months old. His family moved back to Hong Kong at the beginning of the 1940s. Beginning in 1946, Bruce Lee was in about 20 films as a child actor. He studied dance and kung fu. At the end of the 1940s, his family moved back to the U.S. near Seattle, Washington, and Bruce Lee became a dance instructor.
He enrolled in the University of Washington and also got a job teaching martial arts. He got married in 1964, and he had also opened up his own martial arts school. He later moved to California, where he opened up two more schools. He was also a father to two children. Lee became more of a celebrity as he went on the television series The Green Hornet from 1966 to 1967. He also made guest appearances on other TV shows.
In 1971, Bruce Lee moved back to Hong Kong because he didn't like the stereotypical roles he was given.
What does stereotypical roles mean?
Stereotypical roles mean that you are given a certain role in the movie because of what you look like. It's definitely not fair.
Yeah.
Back in Asia, Bruce Lee was very popular because of the movies he was in, such as Fist of Fury. He gained popularity in the U.S. with his movie that he directed called Enter the Dragon. He sadly died before Enter the Dragon was released, which might have been caused by a prescription which he had an unexpected reaction to.
Although Bruce Lee has died, he impacted others by broadening depictions of Asian Americans in films, which means to change the way people think of a certain group of people.
Bruce Lee also inspired other people to follow, such as Chuck Norris, Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Jackie Chan.
Happy birthday again! This is research that Bibi Bear and I have done. We are not liable for any false information. We are sorry if we included any.
Okay, let's get to story time. Today's story is about gratitude.
That means being thankful for what you have.
Ahem. It was already fall, and some trees were already bare.
A stuffy named Complainy was walking home. As the bear entered the house, a whiff of chicken pot pie floated his way. Aw, can I eat something else for dinner, Mom? He groaned.
No, this is what I made, his mom denied. I spent hours to make it. Anything is better than this, he thought.
As you can see, Complainy wasn't a very thoughtful or polite bear. Later, when Complainy was prompted to do his homework, he grumbled, "Why do I even need school?"
Afterwards, when Complainy was playing video games on his computer, he sighed, "These 12 video games I have are too boring. This house is also horrible. It leaks sometimes and creaks other times."
Well, now, what Complainy didn't know was that a fairy had followed him throughout the day. Her name was Peyton, and she made sure that people were grateful.
"Since this bear isn't grateful, I will make his life painful," she whispered as she cast a spell.
Ooh,
scary.
The next morning, Complainy woke up to find himself lying on the floor. "What happened?" he exclaimed.
What had happened was that the things he had complained about had been taken away from him because of the fairy spell. "I'm hungry," he cried as his stomach gurgled.
"Sorry," his mother sadly told him. "We don't have any food to eat except lettuce." She looked different somehow.
Complainy started to realize what had happened. And do I have school today?" he stuttered.
"Oh no," his mom replied. "Our village doesn't have a school and the nearest one is 20 miles away. We also don't have much money."
Complainy guessed that they also didn't have video games. "No school means no jobs and no money," he mumbled.
"How are we gonna survive? Oh, please help me."
Just then the fairy fluttered by. "Have you realized how much you have?" she asked. Complainy nodded his head quickly. "And are you grateful for the things you used to have?" she inquired. "Yes," he cried. "All right," she nodded as she turned the world back to Complainy's old world.
Complainy was back in his own bed. "Whoa, that was crazy," he exclaimed, and complaining never complained again, and also helped others get food and schooling.
The end.
Wow, that was a bizarre story because of the fairy.
Yeah, I would say it's a common story where fairies turn people into frogs or other creatures.
Anyways, I liked how complaining helped others and was grateful in the end.
I liked it too. Thanksgiving is coming up. That is a time for being grateful.
It started when the colonists traveled from Europe to North America around 1621. One of the foods I like to eat during Thanksgiving is turkey.
Cool. I like the jelly and pumpkin pie.
Well, we made it to the end.
Yeah, the poll section was cool.
Yeah, and I also liked National Day and learning about Native Americans.
We hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. You guys are awesome.
Have an awesome November. Oh, also, I randomly found a fortune cookie generator.
Ooh, what did the message say?
The greatest risk is not taking one.
That means don't hesitate to take risks.
Yep, but make sure to be safe.
Yeah. Okay, ready, Fuzz?
Yep.
Fuzz, Phoebe, Beanie Bears.
That was good. So was the podcast. Let me go get some more hot cocoa.
Can you get me some too?
Sure.